So we're coming upon a true understanding of self, and they're reminding us to let go with faith. What they mean by that, oh God, the blue orbs are so extraordinary. What they mean by that is time is slowly going by. In other words, we're moving beyond our old ideology, our old understanding of self, and allowing ourselves full exploration. It's very important that we understand that, where we're so used to doing things one way. We're so used to seeing life from a certain way, seeing ourselves from a certain way, that it's a little bit like waking up from a nap. It's a little bit like waking up from a sleep, where you realize that it's time to stretch. It's time to go exploring. It's time to have further consideration of self. And so I keep hearing this. I feel like dancing. It's an old song. But the idea is truly to start feeling like dancing. In other words, to really have that opportunity and expectancy of delight to receive yourself, dream yourself, experience yourself literally jumping off the page. So jumping off the page of fright, jumping off the page of despair, jumping off the page of, well, this is all that I can consider, this is all I can have, this is all I can expect. And they're reminding us to look that way. So where we're looking is beyond the horizon. Where we're looking is literally off the map that we were living by. And so we're allowing ourselves our true nature. We're allowing ourselves our true expansion. We're allowing ourselves our true receptivity. We're allowing ourselves to receive heaven on earth. So as we will allow ourselves to sing. First we were dancing, now we're singing. As we will allow ourselves to sing. So singing, we want to remember that we receive ourselves in a certain frequency. And we really want to remember that there are many parallel realities. And how we receive that new reality is to sing that song sheet. So we want to remember it's a vibrational exercise. It's a vibrational promotion. It's a vibrational assistance. It's a vibrational good standing. So the good standing is we already have enough tokens, tickets, good spiritual karma, previous spiritual development. We already have enough. So good standing is, yes, you're in good standing. Please proceed right this way. So as we will come along, so coming along, we want to remember it's our higher self, it's our divine self, it's our I am presence, it's our Christ self, it's our Buddha self that's calling us, that's saying, please proceed this way. And so when we receive that, we're learning to smile. So in other words, we're really learning to understand that all is adjusting in our favor, all is adjusting at last, all is coming into our true placement, our true magnificence, our true song sheet, our true halo, our true heavenly stance. So that heavenly stance is going to be a new receptivity, a new vibration, a new alliance, a new draw from our own heavenly reach. So we really, I just see us like on twinkle toes, like just up in our tippy toes. And so we really want to remember and realize that love is the way. So it's not like, oh, I just love you. It's an energetic alliance. It's a frequency. It's like here on demand. So it's here as we will self-justify. Self-justify is to remember ourselves as being one and the same. So we're going exploring always. We really want to remember that there's a new association of love that's already in our midst, that we're coming to understand, that we're coming to receive, that we're coming to align with, that we're coming to suggest. So as we will turn the page, turning the page is, I no longer need to receive myself as broken, in fear, in lack, in separation of any kind. So this is where we are moving mountains energetically and allowing ourselves to assist with ease. So in other words, the old broadcast is, I've got a strain, I've got to be stressed, it's going to take a long time. In one way, it's kind of true in that when we keep reading from the old playbook, it does seem to take a long time. Like, why is it taking so long? But we want to realize that we're already in good vicinity. So in other words, it's not that the light's taking so long. It's not that our new association is taking so long. It's not that our parallel reality is not in alignment ready for us to announce. It's really our consideration of faith. So where are we, what are we professing? Where are we like reading ourselves from? So the reading ourselves from is an energetic read. It's an energetic consideration. It's an energetic receptivity that, so again, they started with like, I feel like dancing. So that dancing is a vibrational readjustment. It's a vibrational attunement. It's a vibrational hall pass. It's a vibrational alignment where, how would I say it? It's almost like if you're trying to decide between two sizes, or should I get this size? Should I get that size? It's like realizing that you're already in the middle of a split. So that's the good news. In other words, the old isn't really working anymore. The old isn't, it's like we're still receiving it, but it's not really working. It's not really holding our interest. It's causing us grievance. It's causing us disturbance. So it's almost like getting up because something's itching, something's not feeling right, you're falling off the chair, and you kind of have to readjust. So instead of readjusting back to the old same platform, we're adjusting higher. So when they said we're adjusting higher, it was like ding, ding, receivership, alignment, advancement, parallel reality. I'm here. I am here. I am present. I am willing. I am one and the same with my highest availability, with my highest orchestration, with my highest allowance, with my highest broadcast. So the old wasn't bringing us comfort anymore. It's a reason we started looking around. What else is available? Where else can I sit? Where else can I go? So we want to realize that we're one and the same with the broadcast that is now with us always. So when we think about the light and the light codes and all that we understand, it's here already. We're not waiting for it. We're not waiting for Santa. It is here, waiting for our recognition. So what we're learning to do is to remember, we're jumping off the page, we're jumping off the mat, we're leaving our old chair because it was getting uncomfortable, and moving into a new advisement. So that when we receive this new advisement, when we receive this new allocation, when we receive this new rebirth, when we receive our new heavenly vision, it's, remember I kept saying like twinkle toes, like on toe tip. It's going to be perhaps a little bit of an adjustment, because when we're used to touching the ground, when we're used to just the fax man, when we're used to the old placement, it's like we're going abroad where we can't find it. We can't find it because we left it. And there's a little bit of a, what would I call that? Like a hiccup or a gasp, or what am I going to do now? So it's just like a just very slight hesitancy before we just turn the page. And the reason we turn the page is because we open up to the excitement. We open up to love's advantage. We open up to our higher allowance. We open up to our new gestation cycle. We open up to our true consideration of faith with ease, because it's with ease, it's already here. What we're doing is signing. What we're doing is consorting. What we're doing is considering. What we're doing is embracing. So we went from considering, let me see, got to find a new seat, to embracing. So embracing is, this is my new home. Send all my mail here. This is where I am now, self-justified, capital S, self-justified. Justified to my higher self, justified to my higher consideration, justified to my higher placement, justified to my higher scenery. And so when we allow that true concession, when we allow that true decision to occur, I literally have us all like on this pentacle, and this pentacle is moving, it's shifting. So again, it's showing us that, remember, we are creating, bringing into the material form, bringing into the material expediency. In other words, bringing in the ascended truth, bringing in our new paradigm. So we want to remember, we're not looking for it outside. We're not waiting for someone else to do it. It's already beside us, and we are each receiving a quickening where it's like we're ready. We're ready to begin. And what makes it the easiest is recognizing that the old is really lackluster. So it may be a little bit more comfortable. It may be a little supposedly safer, but it's just not serving, because we're already holding too much light. We're already amplified. We're already recognizing that there's really no choice at all, because it's not like you can go back and be happy anyway. You can go back, but you're not going to be we're not going back and being happy anyway. So we might as well take a gander. We might as well take a leap of faith. We might as well take a look-see. So allow yourselves to make that easy decision now as we come into our new placement. So as we're sharing this, the light that is, it's almost like fireflies coming out of our higher heart, where we're understanding our golden nectar, where we're understanding our new vicinity, when we're understanding our new surroundings, where we're understanding our new lifestyle. So our new lifestyle, remember, it has nothing to do with what's happening on the earth and other dimensional placements. It has nothing to do with all the catcalls and conflict and all that, because that's part of the old, when they're saying democracy, meaning like everyone's got free will, everyone's got a right to explore. So some of that self-exploration is going to be more fighting, more bitterness, more whatever. And so that's all self-justified, but to remember that we're here bringing in the higher stroke, we're here bringing in the sacred flame. We're here bringing in truth at last. So while everyone's doing whatever that feels right and best and essential according to their agenda, that we're being called to the true agenda of our soul in remembering why we came here at last. So in other words, we're opening up the they're saying the gate with a smile, but It's like opening up to our own sunshine, remembering that we are the divine, we are the I am, we are holy, we are light. And so as we allow that light to shine, that's the creative energy that we now possess. We now possess. So remember, it's like we're not calling the masters somewhere else to come save us. We're turning on our own light expansion. And now we're creating from that energy field of holy administration. So the light that's coming through my crown, it's almost like, okay, somebody's walking around on my crown chakra. So it's really quite intense, because they're saying it's sort of like the sign of the times that we're ready for that excellent motion. We're ready for that excellent advancement. We're ready for that excellent consideration. We're ready for that excellent leap of faith. So as we allow ourselves to be made whole. To be made whole is we no longer deny ourselves our whole self. So all of us have been operating out of a split sense of alignment. And as we allow ourselves that rightful exposure, we seal our fate at last because we remember we actually are all of it. So when we then create, we're creating out of our wholeness. We're creating out of our light rather than the separated consciousness, which always has duality, which always is starting from a placement of lack. So that was our leap of faith that we assembled at, they're saying, moments ago. And so we're allowing ourselves our due creature of comfort. So the comfort is the comfortable amassed quotient of light that we are, how would I call that? Like just beaming and awakening and illuminating and enjoying. So when I'm receiving everyone, it's just sort of like, it's almost like, what would I call that? Like flames of light, a symphony of light. So that symphony is this light has sort of like its own broadcast. Where it just has its own display. It has its own, what would I call it? Almost like agility or placement. I'm going to call it joy. When we think of like God or the divine as joy, it actually is. Because when we receive this light, it's just joyful. It's just joyful. It's just you smile and you can't help but smile. Just think of a baby smiling. Because they're one with their light, they're one with joy, they're one with the truth of self. So allow yourselves that deem recognition. So in other words, we're joining ourselves in this new alignment, in this new proximity, in this new wholeness, in this new placement of faith. So the faith is recognizing that here we are now. In other words, I am in my rightful placement. I am in my whole adjustment. I am in my heavenly alignment with self. And so, and it's like, and from here I now proceed. Where I have already graduated, where there is no lack, where miracles occur justly. Miracles occur justly because I'm consenting to my whole self. So when I consent to my whole self, this is the reason why we love our neighbor as ourself, because there is no neighbor separate from self. There is nothing separate from self. So that's our whole self where nothing's missing. Everyone's bumping in the night because they're dreaming out of missing parts. As we join in the self-revelation union, we ascribe to the truth of self when we ascribe to the truth of all. So this is the love's consideration that's happening as we make this adjustment. And we want to remember we're aligning with the ascended earth. We're aligning with our ascended self because we're coming into agreement with our full nature, with our full stewardship, with our full capacity. So as we align, we bring everything in our life into constant focus, because remembering we're drawing from that version which is already received. In other words, we claimed it, we stated it, we professed it, we align with it. And so that is our greatest claim of holy remembrance, because now we are it, we're one with it. So that everything that is part of our divine offerings, everything that's in part of our divine remembrance is now being called to order. So it's sort of like it's all coming our way, coming into our awareness, coming into manifestation, because we've drawn upon its very essence. So we want to remember the power that we've all had inside, and we're learning. Oh my gosh, the energy coming through. It's like, ooh, we're learning how to receive that with substantiated faith. So the more that we draw upon this truth, the more that we draw upon this heavenly consent, we stand in our rightful placement. And so as we hold this, we offer it to the many. We offer it to the many, all that are still slumbering, all that are still, how would I say that, sort of like standing out of their whole self. It's won't you join hands? Won't you do the same? So there's a vibrational acknowledgement that is now in everyone's midst, in the collective, particularly for those aspects of our own self where we're still crying. What they mean by that is some of us still have temporary structures that were created out of lack. So bank account, physical health, whatever it is, was created out of lack. As we have that trust and faith that now we see that new remembrance is bringing us goodness, it's bringing us healing, it's bringing us all that we're that's now ready to come by. So you may have like an instant manifestation, and or you may have the building blocks. So it's sort of like, okay, here's the first thing you need to release, and here's the next thing. So we want to realize that we're already given and we're already provided for. This is a very essential part of this process. We're not waiting for it. We're not hoping for it. It already is. It already is. So allow that to be a blanket statement. Allow that to be like in your place secure. In your place secure. I've now ordered it. I've now consented to it. And I expect its every arrival. So whatever I now need to know, whatever I now need to master, whatever I now need to release, it's going to we're going to receive it as a matter of convenience. Because again, we've selected it, we've orchestrated it, we've acknowledged it. And so we want to understand that the high powered velocity frequency that we're receiving is essential for the passage of time. So in other words, leaving the old earth, leaving the old conflict in order to establish that divine union, in order to establish that new alignment, we hold that in our register. We hold that in our energy field. We hold that in our template. So allow that to be received, allow that to be nurtured. Nurtured is, I hold it tender to my breast. In other words, I keep it close to my heart. I keep it close to my heart. So again, remembering the heart is the higher intelligence that is leading the way, that's showing us to victory, that's showing us to our higher excursion, that's showing us to our I Am presence, that is to be embodied. That is to be embodied. So they want us to just sort of receive that, permit that. And they're saying to have a bit of stargazing. So in other words, the energies that we're now aligning with are what we would have referred to as our advanced self or our future self. Is now in full possession, is now here. Because we've dictated it, we've commanded it. So allow that to be received, allow that your spiritual DNA to be well known, to be well satisfied. In other words, oh, I know this song. Yeah, I can do this, I know this. It's like a very well-seasoned musician, like handing a song, like, can you sing this song? Oh, sure I can. I know that song. That's how easy the transition occurs, as we will allow it. It absolutely knows what to do, as we will register, as we will consent. So remember, from the very beginning, there was a little bit of a leap. There was a little bit of a concession. There was a little bit of jumping off the page. But it was almost like, well, where else are we going to go anyway? Because the old can't provide for our light. It's almost like this used to be a good bar, but you know, it's now the audience has changed. We got to find a new place. We got to find a new hangout. So we want to receive that, because there's a little bit of, they're calling it levity, but I call it, oh my gosh, like almost like catching our breath, because it's an excitement. So just think about that. Excitement can be exciting, or it could be nervous energy, positive or negative. So the more that we explore our trust, the more that we explore our divine recognition, the more we explore our divine union, it becomes the excitement. Receive that. Be that. Know that to be one and the same with who you are. Knowing that as you move, as you indicate, as you surrender, that all that you are, your expansive illuminated presence, is now fully activated in your life, always presenting you with new awarenesses, insights, easy recall. Allowing your identity to be one with this higher knowing, awareness. Trusting the light that you are, trusting the truth that you are, trusting the divine that you are always. Receive, receive, receive. And imagine a blanket of light just surrounding your energy field to support this shift, to support your new spiritual vision, particularly of yourself, how you receive yourself in your illuminated understanding. So it is. Whew. Thank you, everyone, for joining.